Last night's Monday Night Football game featured a strong performance by the Green Bay Packers. They beat Carolina 24-14. The broadcast also featured analysis by John Madden. He's a former Super Bowl coach, a TV personality, and the king of video games. The video game industry now claims $10 billion in annual sales, and the Madden NFL game is the top-selling title of all time. The 2005 edition from EA Sports includes the latest rosters plus exciting new ways to brutalize your opponents. To play the game in our studios, we brought in a TV, the game itself, and Brian Ekberg. He's the sports editor for the online magazine GameSpot, and he's also my coach.
Let me press the start button here, and we'll get ourselves started.
EA Sports! It's in the game!
We're hearing the audio and video logo for EA Sports.
NFL 2005.
John Madden is something of a marketing phenomenon, isn't he?
Indeed, it's probably the closest thing that the gaming industry has to something like Coke or Kleenex. The Madden game has sold something between 35 and 37 million copies over the franchise life, which is about just over $1 billion in sales.
The Seahawks are lined up for the kickoff.
So we're looking at a computer simulation of an actual stadium,
right,
in Seattle. There are all these computerized forms on the screen, but they represent real NFL players.
They do. The NFL Players Association signed an agreement where you could actually use real-life NFL players. It was a big step forward for the game.
I get to pick a team. For years, I followed the Colts when I lived in Indianapolis, so we'll go with the Colts.
Okay.
So I got to choose. I choose the Colts by pressing
A, the green button. Yes.
A, the green button. I'm holding this spaceship-looking control thing. Calling this a joystick would be such a ridiculous understatement.
It's more of a joy boulder.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to press A on the joy boulder. Oh, there we go.
All right, now.
And the music starts.
You can choose your opponent.
Okay.
Do you have any team that you particularly want to
beat
up on?
Why don't you pick the team that you want to be? It's, you know, fair's fair.
It's an easy choice. Chicago Bears.
There we go.
You should hear John Madden's voice, and you should pay close attention.
Hey, folks, welcome to Football 101. This mode will help you understand the plays and improve your play calling.
This is not the only kind of faux pro football that you could play.
Well, this year there's only two. Madden, of course, and Sega's version of the NFL game, which is NFL 2K5. If I'm honest, I think the Madden game is not as good. The animations in the Sega game are astonishing, and they did a great job this year.
So we have this diagram, so we're just choosing a play. What do I do next?
So now you hit the green button.
Break!
Now you
break,
it says.
You'll be expected to run to the right side of the field by using your left joystick.
Set!
Bang. There's a hand up.
There he goes.
Oh!
Spin. He's crushed.
You got to do better than that.
He's crushed by Brian Urlacher, I might add.
You got to use your head out there.
Yeah, I got to use my head out there. How do I actually throw the ball?
Well, that's you just press the button to the corresponding receiver.
Press the receiver, and it gives it a toss. Okay, there we go. He's got time. Oh!
Nice.
Okay, short gain there.
Hey, that was a solid pickup, but you fell a little short.
We fell a little short of what? A little short of a first down, but that was a good gain.
Well, I think we're falling a little short in general here.
Make sure you pass to the right receiver.
He's right about that.
Just as the movie Rocky became a franchise of Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, the people who make the Madden game are making a sale the same way. They don't want to sell you this game once. They want to sell you this game every year.
And it works because you see people talking, saying they're addicted to these games.
Is there any other kind of game, not football, but any other kind of game that approaches the Madden game for that kind of revenue?
There's a couple big releases this year, a big game called Halo 2. It's a shooting game, a space shooter, and you're going to be able to play against 16 or 30 other friends or whatever and kill each other, you know, good old-fashioned American style.
Back to the game.
Okay, we've got 7 seconds to get off the snap. There we go. We're back.
It's
a fumble. Oh, gosh.
Lose the ball in the backfield, and the defense recovers.
Oh, okay, that's too bad. I'm sorry about that, Steve.
Oh, yes, you look very sorry.
I apologize.
You got to make your move sooner.
There seem to be games where you brutalize things or kill things. Football, you're hitting people. There seem to be games where you're violent and games where you're less violent. Mm-hmm. Do the violent games tend to do better than the non-violent games?
Yes, But games like The Sims, which is a sort of a life simulator where you have a little family and you build a house, it was probably one of the best-selling games when it came out, I believe, in 2001, and no violence at all.
When you were a kid and first discovering these games, was this a better experience for you than going out and, say, throwing a football?
Well, I have the dexterity of a sloth, so I can barely run, and I trip over my own feet every day, but I can do pretty good in Madden, so it's a much more satisfying experience for me personally, yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 32.
Do you think you're a fairly typical player when it comes to your age, demographics, your interests in life?
I would say I'm on the upper end of the age scale there. I think there's a ton of players who are a lot younger than me, and I've played some online, and they've all destroyed me.
So it's just like football. When you're getting to be 32, you're getting to be a little bit old, actually.
That's
right. Maybe you've lost a step at this point.
I've lost several. Well, if I had any steps to begin with, I've lost them.
Reflexes aren't what they used to be.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Brian Ekberg lives in San Francisco and is sports editor for the online magazine GameSpot.
So now you can punt or you can go for it.
I think I'm going to go for it.
All right.
When am I ever going to have a chance to go for it again?
That's guts. I like
fourth down in my own 20-yard line. And here we go.
And I'm bringing the house, by the way.
Pressure coming. Okay.
Heavy pressure.
Oh, he's open. He's got a first down. There he goes down the goal line.
Oh, God. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Brandon Stokely, easy man to score.
An 80-yard touchdown on fourth down from your own 20-yard line.
I know. And now I can't go back to San Francisco.
Just enough time. He makes a pretty good throw, and it goes for a touchdown. Great play.
This is Morning Edition, the news magazine of champions from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.